Yes, we're going to have Labor Day coming up, and that's a time that people are off and can enjoy getting together with family and friends, maybe do a little grilling, maybe do, you know, have some parties. But we did have a house fire last week that was caused by a grill, and the grill was placed too close to the structure and went from combustible porch to the whole entire back end of the house through the roof, did extensive damage.
So a reminder, what's the good minimum to keep grills away from a structure?
The fire code calls for keeping 10-foot minimum distance from any combustible structures or any partially combustible structures, and always keeping close monitoring of that grill while it's in service. Also having an extinguishment method ready to go, either a fire extinguisher or sometimes even better when it's a wood or charcoal grill, to have a charged hose line with a nozzle turned off ready to squirt onto there so that you can put water on it, which is a great extinguishment source for some fires. So having all of that in place can help ensure that we don't have a tragedy, but watching it closely, always having somebody to watch it, even for that moment you might leave, is very, very important. And always looking around and above and to the side of where you're placing that grill to make sure it's not too close to wood or other combustible structure.